explains the meaning of the Mehodu Vat Kush, that actually that they were next to each other, and just as he was a ruler in Hodu and Kush, because they were close in proximity to him. Likewise,
see, I can't hear you. I couldn't hear.
Okay.
You
likewise,
so likewise, just as he was a ruler from Hodu to Kush,
yes,
which were close together,
right?
He ruled the same way on the 127 Medinas.
That's right, and that's what the metaphor is. Because I guess this explains to us. There's actually a second opinion in the Gemara that actually says that they were distanced, but I think Rashi uses this to explain to us why would it be important for the Megillah to specify names of places, Mehoidu Vat Kush, in this context, and what Rashi explains, that we're actually giving you more than just the... let me get that phone for a second. So I guess that is what prompted Rashi. Because of mentioning it. Now, I just wanted to continue a little bit. What is the, in the verse 2, what does the verse open up by saying? What was the sentence the verse opens up with? Bayamim ha'em.
Bayamim ha'em. Keshevet, which is interesting.
Now, what does that mean? What does that mean?
It could mean a couple of things.
Yes.
It translates here, it says when, Keshevet.
Right.
But it could also mean like, just like he.
No, but with the translation, Rashi goes along with the simple translation, when he settled, but Rashi said that the party was made when he felt comfortable that he is in control, because as we learned, he came not from the seed of the government, and presumably he wasn't going to make any big parties, or he didn't know how he's going to fare. But after,
you're breaking up.
After Kishevet HaMelech Achashverosh, once
right.
he felt comfortable, so then he can go ahead and he can start making these parties that he wants to do. Rashi, actually, hold on one second here, just that there are more interpretations in the Gemara in about, you know, exactly what it means. Okay, why don't we continue reading? Which verse did you get up to?
Let's see. We had read through 3, and then we're going to. I was starting on verse on Dalet.
Okay, why don't you do? So why don't we continue with Dalet, and then we'll go on? Okay.
Okay. Baharo to et Osher kavod malchuto v'yet yakar tiferet. Gedulato, Yamim, Rabim, Shmonim, Uma'at Yom.
Now, what does it mean? What is Yamim, Rabim?
Many days.
What was many days?
Good question. Let's see.
Because
well, it said specifically, Shmonim, Uma'at Yom.
Right. Now, for many days did he show off his wealth, or for many days he made the party? As she says over here, Yomim Rabim for Shmonim Mas Yom, meaning the party was a big party of 180 days. Rashi is saying to you, it doesn't mean that he showed off his wealth for 180 days. That was a general idea, but in the verse it follows the showing off his wealth many days. It almost seems like he showed off his wealth for many days, and Rashi is telling you that what he actually did was the party was for many days, but during the party he showed off his wealth. So from
wait a minute, in page, but the very next verse seems to say differently.
Okay.
Or hints at it at the very least.
Okay.
Because the very next verse says, "Ubimalo, Hayamim Ha'ele,
right?
Asa Hamelach L'Kol Ha'am Hamnitzaim B'Shushan Habira L'Migadol V'Yad Katan Mishdeh Shivat Yamim B'Hatzar Ginat B'Tan Hamelach.
Okay.
So it sounds like that after those 180 days were fulfilled, which may have been for the displaying of the riches, that's when he made the 7-day feast.
Now, well, I want to draw your attention to verse 3.
Okay.
Verse 3 begins with Bishnat Shalosh Lemolcho.
Right.
He made a party. King Ahasuerus actually made two parties. The first one, following the verse we just read for you, Asa Mishta, the first one was L'chol Sarav Va'avodov. They were specially, they were only for his officers, for his servants. They were, as the verse says, Chel Paras Umaday HaPartimim. The Partimim, these were the governors. These were the people at war in all different countries. That was a party of 180 days. After that party, then he invited the people of the capital. That was no longer. And then he made a second party, and that second party, that lasted. Now, I just wanted you to read the last four words that you said. You just read verse 5. What did the last four words read?
Okay. Bahatzar Dinat Bitan Hamelach.
Now, what does that mean? Where did he make, where was the location of the party?
Well, Ginat Bitan must probably mean, Ginat is gone, obviously, is a garden.
Right.
So Ginat Bitan, they seem to translate it as courtyard.
Okay.
It's spelled like, you know, it's spelled like it was their house or something, but Bitan Hamelach.
Now, I noticed over here, I'm not sure, in the previous statement, it doesn't say where the party took place. It just tells you that there was a party made for all the officers.
Yeah,
now, I'm just assuming that there was a limited amount of space in which he could entertain all the people that were governors and the important people. But at this point, since he invites the entire Shushan, people of the capital, Limi Gadol Vat Katan, the olders and the younger, so now he needs more space, so now he can't, the verse tells you, so where did he invite them all? So that must have been in the courtyard of the king. That's what it seems to me that the verse is saying to you, is saying that he is had them all in the courtyard.
He must have had a huge place.
But certainly the other one didn't need so much explanation, and that's why the verse maybe doesn't bother mentioning that where it does over here. Why don't continue reading Vav, verse 6.
Okay. Hur Karpas Utehelet Achuz Bechavle Vuts the Argamon Al Galilei Kesef the Amude Sheish Mitot Zahav the Kesef Al Rispat Bahat Vesheish Vidar Soharis.
Soharis, good. So what this is talking about, the various riches and the various types of garments and the expensive, exquisite, different items that the King Ahasuerus prepared for all of his guests over here. Right now, the only thing really that I wanted to mention over here that grabs the eye, I mean, we have to look at the English translation for the exact meaning of the word. Rashi translates a lot of the different exact meaning of the colored garments and exactly in what kind of floors that were made and the pillars were made out of marble, etc., etc. But what catches your eye is the words mitos zahav chesed. What is a mitos? What is that? What is a mitos?
It's a couch or bed.
So what is the beds doing over there? Here we're talking about a party over here. Why do we have beds over here?
In a courtyard.
Well, in the courtyard, nevertheless, yes. What are we doing with beds over there?
Right.
But Rashi brings out that the beds in those days, and we know this from other places as well, were actually used as couches, as you mentioned, to sit. People would as couches. People would sit on them. That was the form of sitting. People would sit on beds. That's why we also get some of the leaning stuff that we have, like on Passover, that people lean. It has to do, people would not have like all these different furniture, you know, chairs and beds and couches. They made multiple use. They took advantage of every piece of furniture and they used for several different things. But in any event, they would use those beds. They weren't for sleeping. Those beds were used for sitting at the meal, as Rashi points out.
Which is probably how come the stone translates it as couch.
That's right. Yep, that's probably the reason. Now, verse 7. Why don't you continue, Pasuk Zion?
Zion, it says here, V'hashakot b'chlei zahav v'chelim mikelim mikelim sonim.
Shon with a shin, shonim.
What's that?
It's with a shin, shonim. Why don't you translate this for me?
Okay. Let's to use the stone. It says the drinks were served in golden vessels, b'chlei zahav, and the kalim I guess it says were different one from another.
Shonim. The word shonim comes from lushoneh, means different. Rashi touches it.
Right.
Various,
right.
All different kinds of vessels, you know. There was,
right.
Okay.
And the royal wine, the yayin malchut, yeah. Rav, plentiful, kayad hamalach, as it would be from the hand of the king.
So how do we translating the word now, the yayin malchut rav? The wine of the kingdom was Rav. How do we translate the word Rav? Rav was many, it was plenty.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Rashi brings down an interesting saying over the sages that the wine was actually not many, but was old. He says that he was able to give each one of his guests wine that exceeded the person's age, that was older than the person. He gave them Rav. Rav meaning older and greater than they are. He was able, of course, that's expensive and that makes the wine that much better. So he was able to give everybody a wine that is older than they are. So that is the Kiyad HaMelech. Now, I think this is the party. This is the party that the Jewish people participated in, those who lived in the city of Shushan, were also invited as equal citizens like everybody else, because all the people of Shushan were invited. The first 180-day party, and let's not forget, 180-day translates into 5 months, right? 180 days. Six months. So yeah. So it translates into quite a party over there. But this 7-day party it wasn't exclusive. That was for all the people that lived in the Shushan. Problem was that the Jewish people went there and they participated and they enjoyed the meal, and therefore they were destined to be punished, and that's how come we came about with the whole decree of Haman, and eventually when they repented, the decree was taken down. But why don't you do verse Ches, verse 8. Translate that, please.
So it says the drinking was according to the law. There was no coercion because the king had established for every head of household. It says something different here, but I think that's what it means. For every head of household, Rav Beito,
No, Rav Beito, as he translates over there, means the heads of his meaning, Achashverosh, meaning those who were in charge, all the people who are in charge over the meal. So it means Rav Beito, the leaders of his household, meaning the leaders of Achashverosh, those people that were in charge. He instructed them that lasot, that they should go ahead. That means, what does it translate that to? That to do?
Each man according to his own desire.
So, as Rashi points out, that the tradition in those days were in many parties, when you would come, they would force you to drink, whether you wanted.
I can't hear you.
In those days, they would force you to drink, whether you want it or not. You'd have to drink a certain amount together with the other, you know, participants. And in this case, he changed.
I can't hear you now.
In this case, he changed the rules.
Right.
He changed the rules, and he allowed and he established that all the people that are in charge over them, they should do as the want and the desire of each person. Now, that's not only with regards to drink. That's why we're saying, I'll call Rav Beisoy, meaning on all the heads, whether it was the one assigned to the meat, one of those assigned to the drinks, if it's the one who did the baked goods, each one was instructed not to force on anyone anything, to give each one what they wanted.
Actually, so that raises the question, did I read that with the wrong intonation, or is there something here that I don't understand? Because it appears that what it said was Vahashtiya Kadas. Ain ones kichen yisad etc. But so which is it? They drank according to the law, or they drank according to what they wanted, or is it saying that he v'hashdiya kedash she ain ones?
What he's basically saying, the way I understand it, that he modified the law to fit his special desire for this meal. The drinking became now the law. The drinking was now the law for each one to do as they please without being coerced. Although usually that was not the general custom, and that's why the verse troubles and to tell you this.
Right.
This has become the law. The Shithia became the rule now, that it is Kichen Yisad HaMelech, for the king had established now, he'd ordained, and he's instructed now, that this is the rule. So now we're saying the drinking fell into the rule, basically meaning that there is a new rule for this particular party.
So I should have read that Hashtia Kadas Ein Onex.
That's right.
Okay.
Shtiyach Adon Seinonis Kichen Yisan HaMelech.
Okay.